Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to 25. And we're covering the subject of your physical earth suit, and specifically it's your general need of areas to still grow in. Right. So backstory to this is that God is really busy reaching out all over to spread the gospel, right? And so, at the beginning of this section, we discover that as they were reaching out into these different areas, they kept on coming across darknesses of many different types. It wasn't just a case of people who didn't like the Jews. They were really encountering Satan in so many ways and forms. It wasn't just in religions, it was in witchcraft and magic and all sorts of things like that. All of these things, witchcraft, magic, wizardry, so much of what's going on now, necromancing, you know, speaking to the dead, all of these things were practices at that time. But God is sending out this message of no. Jesus loves you. You don't need to try and reach God through all these other different things. And it's not about you having power and you trying to rule and reign over others using the demonic realm, right? Because the demons, they were infesting and working without any real resistance, right? And now that Jesus has died, now the apostles now have power from the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit is starting to invade into these areas of darkness, right? So, yeah, just read it through. Okay. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, because Philip was preaching there, right? But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. So why was Simon wondering at this? You see, Simon recognized, this power is greater than anything that I have ever encountered. And he was still thinking of it from a perspective of power, right? And so he had received so many people looking up to him and so much fame. And then along comes Philip, and the people start to believe in what Philip's talking about. Simon recognizes that, you know, this is not going to work so well. They're not really looking at what I'm saying. They're looking at what Philip's saying. And he investigates it, which is a good thing, right? He investigates it and he finds it to be true in his heart. And he gives his heart to Jesus. And now he's become a student, in a way, of Philip. But he's completely amazed because all of the practices of magic and all the different things that he was doing in the past, his sorceries, etc., they all came from using different things that engaged with the demonic realm, right? And there were different rites and different things that he would say and different things that he would do and concoctions that he would mix. And there was always various rituals that he had to go through to engage with that other realm to actually cause things to take place. And then of course the demons did it because they were the ones who were ultimately in charge, and they had the Simon around their fingers, and they could cause Simon to do all sorts of things, chasing after fame and power and things like that, right? Not that Simon ever really had fame and power. It just was what he perceived. Because the people had nothing else to believe in. But now they believe in the kingdom of God, the way Philip is talking about it. And so he recognizes that he's wrong. He recognizes, but hang on a minute, all this darkness that I've been busy with, it's nothing compared to this. And he recognizes in his heart that he's come alive and he knows that this is the truth, right? Now, when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they hands on them. That's putting hands on their heads. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Well, why wouldn't he? He knew no different. He knew no different. He had been raised in this world of trade, and he had been raised to try and become somebody through his sorceries, but it was all about gaining wealth and becoming somebody according to Satan's systems and controls. So obviously he's thinking, the only way I can get this is by trading. It's all he knew. He saw that there was value, and so he wanted to offer value for value, right? So in his own mind, he's thinking, well, this is an honorable thing for me to ask for. But it's because of where he's grown up in. Now, you look at your own life. How many times when somebody wants to do something for you, do you want to pay for it? How many times when you want something, do you figure in your mind, gee, I wonder how much it would cost to be able to get that or do that or whatever? That's Satan's kingdom. If you're a child of God, you can ask. You don't have to go and use Satan's things of trade. You don't have to. You can ask. I mean, I know there was a gentleman came over to visit and his shoes were falling apart. And he was talking about his shoes being broken. He said, I've really been asking the Lord for shoes. And the Lord said, well, give him a pair of yours. You know, you got that spare shoe, so give it to him. And I said, yeah. And I said to him, here's some shoes for you. And he needed those because of where we were going to wind up going. Of course, only the Lord knew where we were going to be going, but he needed those shoes right at that moment. Up until then, he'd been walking around with shoes that were broken, right? But the point is, he asked. And he wasn't asking, you know, could I pay for it? No. You're children of God. Everything you have belongs to the Lord. If people ask, give it to them. Remember what Jesus said. If you lend something to somebody, don't expect it back. It's his. He's using it somewhere else. Right? You have everything for a period of time and then it passes on. Anyway, Simon doesn't know any better, so he then goes in and asks us, right? And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. So he's got good intentions, right? But Peter said unto him, thou money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. So Simon the sorcerer runs into a statement that is rather surprising for him. This Holy Ghost is a gift. Yes, he had received the Holy Ghost, but he thought that, you know what, for you to have a capability, you've got to pay for it. And that's not how God works. Right? thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. But Peter carries on, he says here, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. You see, God will not, and many churches are doing this, God will have nothing to do with those who are going to use Satan's trade system in their churches. He's got nothing to do with that. If you want God involved, give. Expect nothing in return. You should have nothing to do with trade. We know the mark of the beast is coming. What's that all about? You can't buy or sell. You can't trade. You may as well get used to not trading. You may as well get used to simply giving. You may as well get used to, oh, I need to have all these resources so that we can have all this ready and we can work according to the world's ways. That's not what God wants to teach you. He wants to teach you how to live on the spur of the moment with the resources He provides and to learn different ways to do things with His way of doing things, which is not using trade and money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Right? This thy wickedness. What is the wickedness? I can buy a gift that God gives. You can't. There are some people that go around selling Christianity and the gifts, etc. And all they're doing is they're just charlatans. They're just stealing the money from people. And the people walk off thinking that now I'm a prophet because I paid so much money to be a prophet. No, guys, come on. It's not what it's about. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. Gall of bitterness? Well, he had lost his fame and he had lost his support. He was no longer considered so amazing because his sorceries never matched up to anything that God did. And Peter's saying, despite how you are and how you work together with us and walk together with us, your heart is bitter because of what you've lost. Right? And this iniquity is hiding deep in his soul. He doesn't even know it. Right? He doesn't even know it. We need to pray and ask God, please, Lord, show me the things that are inside me that I can't even see that are going on, that are manifesting themselves in ways that others can see, but I can't. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Your earth suit has grown accustomed to Satan's kingdoms and Satan's ways and the ways of this world. Your spirit doesn't work that way. And you have to make the choice that you're not going to work according to Satan's ways. Whenever it comes to do with anything to do with God, you are going to give and help and encourage, and you're not going to charge. And if somebody says, I'll pay you, and you say, no, you can't pay me. This is a gift from God. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, then make your keywords in the second column and score yourself in the right. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.